With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on an explosive device set off outside the Alabama Attorney General's office.
An explosive device was detonated outside Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office over the weekend. Marshall said in a statement that the device was detonated early Saturday outside the office in downtown Montgomery. No one was injured. He asked anyone with information to contact the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. Montgomery police declined to comment. I'm Norman Hall.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today about two laws in Texas and Florida meant to fend off perceived bias against conservatives on social media platforms like Facebook and X. Justice Brett Kavanaugh says he takes issue with calling the actions of private companies censorship, a term he says should be reserved for restrictions imposed by the government.
When I think of Orwellian, I think of the state. Not the private sector, not private individuals. Maybe people have different conceptions of Orwellian.
Legal experts say they're the most important First Amendment cases in a generation. A privately built spacecraft on the moon has beamed back new photos from the lunar surface showing the vehicle's much-celebrated descent and the moments immediately after touchdown when it tipped over on its side. Correspondent Marcia Dunn reports the mission was a partial success, even though it will end early.
Because of the antennas now being in poor position, the data coming back has been very limited. There's not been good line of sight to get info back to Earth. So I guess you could call this a partial success.
The Odysseus lander, built by Houston-based Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon on February 22nd. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points, the NASDAQ dropped 20, the S&P 500 lower by 19. This is SRN News. The State Department goes gender neutral.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gratz College outside Philadelphia is launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with the small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says we're seeing a dangerous rise in anti-Semitism across the country. SRN News. Australian police divers are searching inland waterways for the bodies of two people fatally shot in Sydney, allegedly by a police officer using his service revolver.
Detectives say that police constable Beau Lamar Condon has made a partial confession, but isn't cooperating in the search for his alleged victims. In an unusually candid press conference, they said the suspect had driven a van to a rural property and spent about half an hour at the site. Divers are now searching dams on the farmland, though police say the bodies of Mr. Davies and Mr. Baird may be elsewhere. Meanwhile, New South Wales Police say there will be a review of its policies on the handling and signing out of firearms.
The BBC's Simon Atkinson. The U.S. government reiterated its support to help restore peace and calm to Haiti and says it will provide money, equipment, and logistical support to a multinational force whose deployment remains uncertain. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.